This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Don't expect to commute by train in Wake County anytime soon. A plan by the county to build rail transit was shot down by three experts brought in to advise county commissioners on the issue. Instead, the experts told the county to focus more on buses as a solution to growing congestion in the state's urban center. Here to talk about it is Bruce Sisloff. He's a reporter for the News and Observer. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Frank.
Tell us about the tell us about mass transit plans in Wake County. There's a kind of a master plan, right?
Well, yes. Wake County Manager David Cook and Triangle Transit General Manager David King presided over the development of a Wake County transit plan for a couple of years, and they also got input from all 12 municipalities in Wake County. And it calls for starting out with doubling up bus service in about 5 years, and then starting commuter trains that run at rush hour from Durham through Research Triangle Park and Raleigh to Garner, a 37-mile commuter train line. And then if it works out in the more distant future, a light rail line from Cary through downtown Raleigh into North Raleigh. And the idea is that if the county commissioners approved a plan, this plan or some other plan, they would put it on a referendum, and the voters would consider it, and the voters would consider levying themselves a half-cent sales tax to help pay for it, as voters in Orange County and Durham County already have done, and those counties already are collecting the transit sales tax to pay for their local transit plans.
So as you said, this is all part of a larger regional plan that includes Orange and Durham County, and in those counties, as you say, voters have approved a sales tax increase that would help fund this light rail. So, and that's what's at stake here. Was that what would have gone on the ballot if Wake County commissioners allowed it to go on the ballot, this permission to levy the tax?
Yes, and at some point, you know, they're talking about trying to work out a plan that they can agree on and that they think they can sell to voters. But they haven't talked about the plan. The Wake County commissioners received the proposal 2 years ago from David Cook and David King, and they have not discussed it at a public meeting until this week. And so they had shelved it because they had different reasons for it. There's a lot of skepticism about rail transit among the Republican majority, and also they said they wanted to delay it until after the county approved a big school bond issue that was approved this year. And so they're just picking up the plan now. And they started out by getting an outside perspective on it. And the outsiders who visited Raleigh this week were pretty interesting folks. They weren't picked by the critics of the plan or the supporters of the plan, really. They were vetted and recruited by the county manager, David Cook, who's considered a neutral and constructive party. And so they all came to town, and they all had they didn't even coordinate their ideas about it, but they all had similar concerns and similar skepticism about prospects for rail transit in Wake County.
And what did they say?
Well, they said things that we've heard before and that a lot of people believe, and some business leaders have said recently, pardon me, that we don't have enough density, we wouldn't have enough riders, we don't have enough traffic congestion to warrant the expense of rail transit service. That's the shorthand version. They said we should work on beefing up our bus service, and that we should also give more consideration than perhaps has been given previously to a bus hybrid service called Bus Rapid Transit, which in some ways is almost like light rail service, but with rubber-tired buses. But it's less expensive and it's more flexible, but has some of the similar qualities as light rail. They said we should give that another look. They said just prospects for getting the federal funding that would be essential for light rail are very low because we would be competing with other cities that have much more traffic congestion, many more urban commuters, and much more prospect of success with rail transit.
And what's involved in beefing up the bus system? Does that require more coordination among the three counties and sort of adding buses and bus lines, more promotion? I mean, what's involved in that?
Well, the Wake Transit Plan and the Orange and Durham Transit Plans all start with investing the first money in more bus service, more routes between towns and cities, including in Wake County, new express routes connecting some outlying towns that have little or no transit connections now, and also more frequent runs and some talk of bus rapid transit possibilities, also really enhanced bus service. And so that's already part of the plan. That's not controversial. Perhaps the only question is it sufficient? Should Orange and Durham counties, or in this case, really Wake County, spend more money to do more improvement on bus service?
So what would be the harm in waiting? And in a sense, why not execute that part of the plan first? Let's beef up the bus service and have our plans for light rail in our pocket for that day when congestion is sufficient.
Well, that'd be consistent with the go slow advice that we heard from these visitors this week. An argument against it has been if we wait too long, it'll be too late. The construction and the investment would cost much more if delayed, 20 or 30 years from now, than it might hurt now. That's been part of the argument. And one counter to that was offered this week is if we know in Wake County that we have a line that might be a good corridor for light rail in the future, consider starting it out as a bus rapid transit corridor. You can start that at less expense. More quickly, and you'd be buying up largely the same right-of-way in advance to do that. And then if it was appropriate in the future, as you said, wait and see if it'll work. In the future, perhaps what started out as a bus rapid transit line could be converted to a light rail line in the future.
Yeah, how would that plan differ from the one that is approved in Orange and Durham? In other words, what's the timeline in Orange and Durham County that does envision light rail?
Well, part of what Orange and Durham are doing is separate and independent of what Wake might do or might not do, and part of it is connected. The biggest connection is the proposed rush hour commuter train line that needs both Durham and Wake County to approve it in order for it to happen, because that would, that would go through parts of both counties. Orange and Durham, meanwhile, are working independently of Wake on a light rail line, 17 miles, I think, between UNC and Duke. There was some consideration earlier to making that, might that be a bus rapid transit service? That idea has been turned down for now, but it's still
turned down in favor of light rail, which means is there a sort of a construction timeline then for light rail between UNC and Duke?
I don't think there's a timeline yet. It's too early in the process. They're proceeding with plans to develop and design a light rail line, but it doesn't have a timetable. It doesn't have federal funding, and it would take some years to get that if it would ever happen. It's not too late to change, but right now this is the plan they're working on.
And what does it do to those larger plans, the larger regional plans that Wake is taking this approach, or seems to be taking this approach?
Well, I still don't know what Wake County is going to do, but what I think they're going to do is do some more planning. And they haven't ruled out rail, but the recommendations against rail or recommendations for postponing rail are consistent with the skepticism of the Republican majority members of the county commissioners and also some business community leaders. So what I think is going to happen in Wake is there'll be more study and they'll take a new, harder look at the benefits and prospects that are pointing out in some other cities for bus rapid transit.
And as you said, there hadn't been much discussion about this up until now. You speculated about what might happen next, more study. Is there anything on the agenda? What is scheduled to happen next, just in terms of the public debate over the question of rapid transit in Wake County?
Absolutely nothing is scheduled right this minute. The Wake County commissioners are meeting next week, but they're not even going to take this up next week. They've got other things on their agenda, including impending retirement of David Cook, their popular county manager. But they're going to put it on their agenda soon, and then they'll they haven't actually talked about it among themselves. They just had this discussion yesterday with the visiting panelists. So probably at a meeting in December, they'll get around to talking this up and deciding what to do. But I think they'll, you know, they've indicated it's likely that they will talk about working up a new plan and or at least revisiting the existing draft proposed plan and perhaps doing it with the help of some new consultants, some new folks from outside.
All right, Bruce, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Frank.
Bruce Sisloff is a reporter for The News and Observer. Just ahead, we will take a look at the struggle to receive legal aid for those who are poor. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.